We celebrate food and eating once a month in a special segment we call Savor. Our regular partner and segment producer is Will Smith, a Rogue Valley-based food stylist with a deep knowledge of food and its preparation. Will, welcome back. Good to have you here. Will keeps the focus on the seasons of food, on what is fresh and ready to eat now. And that is also the focus of the guests this month, all involved in the operation of the Medford restaurant Decant. Todd Meyerhofer is executive chef and co-owner with Jessica Colburn. Hi, Todd.
Hi.
Good to have you here. You guys are on speakerphone, so make sure you all stay close. Jessica had to tend to a sick baby today, we understand. In her place, we get more of her family. Miriam Barkey is Jessica's mother with long restaurant experience. Welcome, Miriam.
Hello.
Hi, good to have you here. And Irina Colburn is here as well, Jessica's sister, also with lots of food and wine experience. A real family affair. Welcome, Irina.
Hi there.
Hi. So, Will, take us in. What appealed to you about Decant? What got you in the door in the first place?
Well, it's amazing. You know, I was hearing, like, rumors around town. There's a new restaurant. It's, like, wine-centric and all organic. And I, you know, kept hearing, here, Decant, Decant, Decant. So when I finally did some research and got to go up and enjoyed meeting the entire family. And then last evening had an incredible meal to celebrate my birthday last night, and went through about 7 courses off the menu, and I was pretty happy.
So happy birthday for sure.
Thank you. And
give us an idea of the local food community. You guys are all pretty tight, it sounds like. So no restaurant stays a secret for long. Will, that's for you.
It's amazing, and that's actually, you know, how I found out about it on Instagram, and then, you know, doing a little bit more research. You know, I think we are all a little bit restaurant starved here a bit, and whenever something of quality opens up, you definitely hear about it. So I was excited to experience it.
All right, so let's get into the foods. And Todd, talk about the approach here and what led up to the creation of Decant.
Well, you know, we're all about local, organic, sustainable. And, you know, I feel like the Rogue Valley is craving that. It's all about that. So I'm excited to be a part of the Rogue Valley and showcase some of the products here.
What inspired you to get into the food business in the first place?
Well, early on, I had opportunity to travel the world a little bit with my family as a young person, and you know, I have great food memories traveling through France and in different places. But you know, I actually have a degree in finance, and I decided one day I was going to try a restaurant business just to figure out what I wanted to do. And the first day I walked in that restaurant, I knew this is what I wanted to do the rest of my life.
So no element of you wanting to become just the owner and out of the kitchen, it sounds like.
No, that's for sure.
Is this a real family affair, Decant? And Miriam, this goes back a couple of generations through you. Tell us about you and the long history of food in your family.
Yes. My father had a restaurant for 26 years, and they leased before with my mom for 21 years another restaurant. So they had 57 years of experience in the restaurant. I grew up in the restaurant from when I was 10 years old. I was in the back of the house washing dishes. From there, then I just went front of the house, and I practically covered almost every single position in the restaurant.
And where was
and
the restaurant?
My grandfather had a restaurant in Berna, mm-hmm. in Switzerland. And so in the 1914, I have a picture of him and all my families, like in front of the hotel pensione restaurant, and Barkey, my last name, mm-hmm. and it was in Berna.
Oh wow! So you have several restaurants in the family background then, and
yes.
the one that you grew up over, where was that?
In Florence.
Mm-hmm. Do I understand that Jessica was born there too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us were.
Yeah, and Irina.
Uh-huh. And so Irina, tell the story then, because you guys have been obviously exposed to the food business your whole life.
Yeah. So my grandparents owned a restaurant in Florence where the whole family lived. It was called La Tavolozza, and it was a villa, And so I remember some of my earliest memories are of the most thing I remember is the gravel, the crushed granite gravel out front as a little girl. But then my parents opened up a restaurant in the Napa Valley when we were little, also called La Tavolozza in Yountville. And then from there, my mother has always worked in the restaurant industry in the Napa Valley. And we both, my sister and I's first jobs were in the restaurant industry. And it's always been something with fine dining experience. It's always something you can fall back on. And then, trying to expand, you know, and do other things, we've always just come back to our roots. And for me, being in the Rogue Valley really showcased that for me, gave me that opportunity to grow in this valley and grow with the valley over the last 11 years. This has been my home for a long time, and I'm just so glad I got my family to finally come up here.
All right, so you were the one, it sounds like, who got Jessica and Todd and everybody else up here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Talk about that, Todd. I mean, you guys had other ideas, it sounds like, before you settled upon the Rogue Valley as a place to be.
Yeah, you know, working for the last 15 years in the Napa Valley, it's a wonderful spot and great food destination. But, you know, the Rogue Valley, this area, it feels like the Napa Valley of 20 years ago, and it has so much potential that I'm excited to be a part of it and to grow with it.
Do you guys worry at all about given that people are turning their attention to other places, like, well, the Napa Valley got too busy, let's move somewhere else, that the same thing could happen here?
I see the potential here. I think it's going to do great. People have really surprised me how supportive they are and how much they're craving good food and great wine. And so I'm excited to be able to showcase some of that with them.
This is our Savor Food segment on the Jefferson Exchange. We're meeting the folks at the Decant Restaurant in Medford. That's Todd Meyerhofer, who's the co-owner and executive chef. Jessica Colburn is the co-owner. She's not with us, but we have Jessica's mother and sister. Irina Colburn is the sister. Miriam Barkey is her mother. And you can join the conversation on the Exchange as we continue to talk also with Will Smith, our producer and food stylist. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.com. Will, give us the observer's perspective here. You see a lot of families working in the food business down through several generations like this?
Oh, you know, it's pretty amazing. And I think one of the greatest things is, you know, they know it's like the back of their hand, and they are so warm and so inviting and so relaxed because they've been working so long. So it's a very nice atmosphere. And you almost feel like you're dining at their home. It was just fantastic.
The relaxed part of it, Miriam, give us some perspective on that, because having worked around restaurants your entire life, I mean, lots of things can and do go wrong over the course of an evening's meal service, but you've probably seen all the things that can go wrong by now.
Unfortunately, yes. So many, many, many times and stuff goes wrong in the restaurant.
Todd, what is that like to try to do that juggling act? I mean, you make all these great plans for an evening, and then something goes wrong, something gets lost, burned, spoiled, more people show up, fewer people show up, something.
Yeah, you know, that's all part of the excitement of being in a restaurant. You just never know what's going to happen, and you just got to be able to roll with the punches, and, you know, it's how you react to it that's important, and, you know, we have the years of experience to have already been through it all.
Indeed. Irina, I understand there's an interesting story about how your parents got together and where.
Well, they actually met at Auberge du Soleil, and they it was a tale as old as time, as we say here in the restaurant industry, front of house, back of house. Romance. So it was pretty... It was pretty awesome to be able to be there for that. And are you meaning my stepdad, right, and my mom?
I'm trying. The whoever was the baseball player was the story.
Oh,
I was looking
for. Yes. That's my father. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, they met in Florence, Italy. He was there playing baseball, and my mother was a ballerina, and they met during an aerobics class.
Oh, interesting.
She was teaching the class. Uh-huh. So it's the 1980s, you know, with the leg warmers and the leotard, you know. She was always a very beautiful woman. So, and yeah, I think he didn't understand a word she said, but he thought she was gorgeous. So,
oh, it sounds like the Flashdance restaurant story.
Pretty much, yeah. And my father, his parents actually have had a restaurant in Santa Monica, so we come from a long line of restaurants on that side as well.
Wow. Okay, so what is your experience then? What are some of the places you have worked?
Well, I started out underneath my mom. Started in a couple of little restaurants in Calistoga, but I started working underneath my mother in the Mountain View Hotel in Calistoga, and that was an interesting experience at 16. And now I'm grateful to say that my daughter gets the same experience to start out in this industry underneath my mom, as well as myself and my sister and her, you know, Grandpa Todd, and so she gets it from all sides. And then here in the Valley, I worked, I was the main server and shift manager of Capers Restaurant in downtown that is no longer there in the Woolworth Building. And then I managed Edenvale Winery and Belfiore Winery and stuff like that.
What has that been like for somebody not only in the restaurant business but in the Rogue Valley restaurant business for a while to watch what the pandemic has done to several eateries along the way?
It's sad seeing especially businesses that have been here for 20 plus years go under due to a virus, but it also has opened up a avenue for young and hungry restaurateurs to be able to come in and try to revamp the Rogue Valley a little bit. But it's, you know, one of our biggest things when we were looking for a location was that this had a backyard. And so if anything did happen where we were on lockdown again, we could still have our guests come and enjoy our outdoor area, so that way we weren't limited to only being in an indoor eatery.
Mm-hmm. All right, young and hungry restaurateurs, so enter Todd and Jessica. And so, Todd, the desire to have your own restaurant, now cross-reference with the pandemic, talk about the kinds of trepidation, if you had any, that you approached this with.
Well, I would think most people would say we're crazy for opening a restaurant during a pandemic, and they're probably right. However, the level of support we're getting has just been great, so it's working out. I've been working 90, 100 hours a week for other people for many years in the Napa Valley, and to have a chance to do this for myself and for my family, that was an opportunity I couldn't pass.
So talk about the place you moved into, what had been there, and how quickly you seized the chance when it came.
So it was Café Dijonier, which was here, I think, for like 25 years. It's a beautiful restaurant. It just all kind of worked out. We started talking about opening a restaurant, and just Jessica happened to drive by and see it for sale, and I saw it online and mentioned it, and the owner, once he started talking to us, and you know, he's like, you need to be here, and he really went over backwards to help us get here, so it was a really great experience.
I'm looking at the location. You're on East Main Street. It looks like right near Vancouver Avenue, one of my favorite streets in East Medford.
Absolutely. It's been a great location. People will walk from their cottages nearby up the street and just come on in, and they're so happy to have something they can just walk to.
So talk about the approach then. I mean, Will talked about the wine being a focus of the restaurant, but it's also very much about fresh and about local that we talked about at the top of this. And so talk about that aspect of it and how complete the supply chains are around here for that sort of thing.
Well, you know, it's definitely a learning experience for me, but we are spending this time really trying to connect with all the local organic farmers. You know, I've met all the people at the farmers markets and utilize them as much as possible. Some great local cheeses, and you know, I have a wonderful local rabbit on the menu right now. So there's a lot of great products here, and I'm really spending this time learning even more.
And Will, with the number of people that you've talked to just in the time we've been doing Savor here on the Exchange, it seems like you might have been able to offer some names back to Todd and Jessica about
Yes, I certainly could. That's for sure. Something that I did want to mention and wanted to give some kudos to Todd. I always think it's super impressive to sort of use a vegetable that is not really very glamorous and then to elevate it to like superstardom. And one of my favorite courses last night was this cauliflower soup with wild mushrooms. I mean, cauliflower soup. How good could it be? It was just about the most delicious thing I'd had in a few years. It just was fantastic. And again, I just love that highlighting of something that maybe a lot of other people might ignore. So I just love that, Todd, by the way.
Yeah, so cauliflower will take a lot of suggestion from other stuff. So what's the other stuff, Todd, in that soup, if you want to give away a little bit of the secret?
You know, it's actually just very simple, just letting time and patience and experience kind of guide it. It's just cauliflower, onions, garlic, and some cream. But we do have some really amazing foraged wild mushrooms here that I was able to utilize, and just a little bit of truffle zest just to give it a little spark.
Truffle zest? Is that basically done like a citrus zest?
You know, it's a it's actually a product you can buy, and it's one of those like secret ingredients chefs use and just kind of keep in their pantry.
Uh-huh.
You know, it just gives that little burst of flavor.
Wow, I had not heard of that before. This is a Savor on the Jefferson Exchange. Todd Meyerhofer is the co-owner of Decant in Medford with Jessica Colburn. We have Jessica's sister and mother, Irina Colburn, and Miriam Barkey here on the program as well. You can join in at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. We have a call. Jill in Ashland, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to... First of all, thank you for having them on. I've never heard of the restaurant, and I'm so excited to try it. We moved here about 5 years ago, and my kids were really young, and I just saw, like, all the amazing food that could be grown here and how my kids could literally pick blueberries and grapes and pears and apples, and it's just such a rich food location, and yet the caliber of restaurant, I feel like, is definitely not the quality of Napa. So I'm just so excited that you're bringing that here, and so excited to try your food. And you know, the wine industry has really been kind of answering the call and raising the quality of wine. And now that you're here, it just seems like such a perfect pairing. So excited to come and try your restaurant.
Jill, thanks for that. Thanks very much. And the descriptions of the berries are starting to make my mouth water. So talk about this stuff locally, Todd, that you're most excited about. You haven't even been open a year yet, right?
That's true. Only about 3 months. So definitely featuring a lot of mushrooms right now. I had mentioned a really nice rabbit that we're doing with gnocchi.
Mm-hmm.
But... You know, winter is a little tough, right, for finding great produce, but lots of wonderful wintry greens and cabbages and cauliflower and things like that. So I am supplementing right now with just organic produce from all over Oregon, but as the spring hits, I am so excited to really get the super local organic produce.
Is there one piece of produce above all others that you're most excited to get into the restaurant, into the food?
You know, I love unusual things. And when we first opened, I was shopping the farmers markets, and I think it was Victory Gardens had celtuce, and no one ever works with celtuce or knows it. And so I cooked it for family dinner at the restaurant, our first one, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, what is this? I've never experienced anything like that." And that's the type of thing I want to bring to Medford.
All right, celtuce or stem lettuce, I guess is the other name it goes by?
Yeah.
Okay, that's really interesting looking stuff. Yeah, okay. So let's talk about the Irina, you touched on this, about the, you wanted to have a place with a backyard. So, I mean, just in the limited time since you've been open, since what, October, I guess, obviously we've had the Omicron wave come and probably separate your tables even more again. What how have you been handling all that?
So I know that we are trying to seat mostly outside right now, just to make sure that we keep our guests safe and our staff as well. You know, with my sister being, she, you know, pregnant while we were opening, and then, you know, also having an autoimmune, like, we want to make sure that we keep the whole family who's might be immune compromised safe, as well as our guests who are here. It was really funny. She was, when we were looking at this location, she basically was pregnant looking over the fence, and that's when she saw the backyard, and she called me. She's like, there's fountains. There's fountains, and there's a backyard. And so it was really exciting to be able to come in here and just kind of, you know, redo the whole restaurant. You know, my husband's a contractor, so he did all the renovations, and my mom worked really hard in the backyard, and we all just kind of rolled up our sleeves and got to work together, and it was a really awesome experience getting to put in that time and that love, and Jessica really, it's been really important for her for the organic element, the sustainable, you know, especially the local as well, is something that we were all very passionate about. And it's been, like Todd was saying, it's been a blessing to have the community come out and support the, not just the restaurant, but the family as a whole, and say such high praise about not just our, you know, Todd's beautiful food or the amazing, you know, curated wine list, but also us as a family. They think they've really been, they enjoy our antics. And like you said, we make you feel comfortable, like you've been eating in our home that night. So it's been fun.
Well, yeah, I haven't even talked about the wine, and we're out of time to be able to do that, but it's an extensive list, I noticed. So all kinds of things going on at Decant in Medford. Jessica Colburn and Todd Meyerhofer are the co-owners. Todd is the executive chef, and he's been our guest here with Irina Colburn, who is Jessica's sister, and Miriam Barkey, Jessica's mother, and of course, Will Smith, our food stylist and producer. Thank you all for a lovely visit here on this month's Savor.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.